Duval County is named in the report as one of 16 so-called outliers among U.S. counties where the majority of death sentences are handed out, including to people with mental illness or developmental disabilities and to those under age 25. The report blames what it calls overzealous prosecutors and ineffective lawyers for an unequal application of the death penalty across the U.S. The report also singles out District 4 State Attorney Angela Corey and Prosecutor Bernie De La Rionda. Harvard researcher Rob Smith puts it this way.
It's up to a prosecutor to use discretion to move from all of the cases where the statute applies to a narrow set of cases that represent the worst of the worst people. And Angela Corey's office just doesn't do a good job of that.
The report says the rate of death sentences per 100 homicides in Duval and three other populous Florida counties is more than 40% higher than in the rest of the state. A request for comment from Corey's office was not returned by this story's deadline, but District 4 prosecutors have told Florida Public Radio they defend the sentences because they follow state sentencing guidelines for all cases. Jessica Palumbo, 89.9 WJCT News.